2 Samuel 19. It was told Joab,
"The king is weeping and mourning for Absalom."
So the victory that day was turned into mourning for all the troops. For the troops heard that day,
"The king is grieving for his son."
The troops stole into the city that day as soldiers steal in who are ashamed when they flee in battle. The king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice,
"Oh, my son Absalom! Oh, Absalom, my son, my son!"
Then Joab came into the house of the king and said,
"Today you have covered with shame the faces of all your officers who have saved your life today, and the lives of your sons and your daughters, and the lives of your wives and your concubines, for love of those who hate you, and for hatred of those who love you. You have made it clear today that commanders and officers are nothing to you. For I perceive that if Absalom were alive and all of us were dead today, then you would be pleased. So go out at once and speak kindly to your servants. For I swear by the Lord, if you do not go, not a man will stay with you this night. And this will be worse for you than any disaster that has come upon you from your youth until now."
Then the king got up and took his seat in the gate. The troops were all told,
"See, the king is sitting in the gate."
And all the troops came before the king. Meanwhile, all the Israelites had fled to their homes. All the people were disputing throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying,
"The king delivered us from the hand of our enemies and saved us from the hand of the Philistines. And now he has fled out of the land because of Absalom. But Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now therefore, why do you say nothing about bringing the king back?"
King David sent this message to the priests, Zadok and Abiathar.
"Say to the elders of Judah, why should you be the last to bring the king back to his house? The talk of all Israel has come to the king. You are my kin, you are my bone and my flesh. Why then should you be the last to bring back the king? And say to Amasa, are you not my bone and my flesh? So may God do to me and more if you are not the commander of my army from now on in place of Joab."
Amasa swayed the hearts of all the people of Judah as one, and they sent word to the king,
"Return, both you and all your servants."
So the king came back to the Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal to meet the king and to bring him over the Jordan. Shimei, son of Gera the Benjaminite from Bahurim, hurried to come down with the people of Judah to meet King David. With him were 1,000 people from Benjamin. And Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, with his 15 sons and his 20 servants, rushed down to the Jordan ahead of the king, while the crossing was taking place, to bring over the king's household and to do his pleasure. Shimei, son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was about to cross the Jordan and said to the king,
"May my lord not hold me guilty, or remember how your servant did wrong on the day my lord the king left Jerusalem. May the king not bear it in mind, for your servant knows that I have sinned. Therefore, see, I have come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to come down to meet my lord the king."
Abishai, son of Zeruiah, answered,
"Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Lord's anointed?"
But David said,
"What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should today become an adversary to me? Shall anyone be put to death in Israel this day? For do I not know that I am this day king over Israel?"
The king said to Shimei,
"You shall not die."
And the king gave him his oath. Mephibosheth, grandson of Saul, came down to meet the king. He had not taken care of his feet or trimmed his beard or washed his clothes from the day the king left until the day he came back in safety. When he came from Jerusalem to meet the king said to him,
"Why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth?"
He answered,
"My lord, O king, my servant deceived me. For your servant said to him, 'Saddle a donkey for me so that I may ride on it and go with the king.' For your servant is lame. He has slandered your servant to my lord the king. But my lord, the king is like the angel of God. Do therefore what seems good to you. For all my father's house were doomed to death before my lord the king. But you set your servant among those who eat at your table. What further right have I than to appeal to the king?
The king said to him,
Why speak any more of your affairs? I have decided. You and Ziba shall divide the land.
Mephibosheth said to the king,
Let him take it all, since my lord the king has arrived home safely.
Now Barzillai the Gileadite had come down from Rogalim. He went on with the king to the Jordan, to escort him over the Jordan. Barzillai was a very aged man, 80 years old. He had provided the king with food while he stayed at Mahanaim, for he was a very wealthy man. The king said to Barzillai,
Come over with me, and I will provide for you in Jerusalem at my side.
But Barzillai said to the king,
How many years have I still to live that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? Today I am 80 years old. Can I discern what is pleasant and what is not? Can your servant taste what he eats or what he drinks? Can I still listen to the voice of singing men and singing women? Why then should your servant be an added burden to my lord the king? Your servant will go a little way over the Jordan with the king. Why should the king recompense me with such a reward? Please, let your servant return, so that I may die in my own town near the graves of my father and my mother. But here is your servant Kimham. Let him go over with my lord the king and do for him whatever seems good to you.
The king answered,
Kimham shall go over with me, and I will do for him whatever seems good to you, and all that you desire of me I will do for you.
Then all the people crossed over the Jordan, and the king crossed over. The king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned to his own home. The king went on to Gilgal, and Kimham went on with him. All the people of Judah and also half the people of Israel brought the king on his way. Then all the people of Israel came to the king and said to him,
Why have our kindred, the people of Judah, stolen you away and brought the king and his household over the Jordan and all David's men with him?
All the people of Judah answered the people of Israel,
Because the king is near of kin to us. Why then are you angry over this matter? Have we eaten it all at the king's expense? Or has he given us any gift?
But the people of Israel answered the people of Judah,
We have 10 shares in the king, and in David also we have more than you. Why then did you despise us? Were we not the first to speak of bringing back our king?
But the words of the people of Judah were fiercer than the words of the people of Israel.